Daniel again. And chapter 7 talks about the vision of the four beasts.
就是四个要兴起的国度。
And this signifies the four kingdoms that will arise.
我们主要就是注意那个第四个兽，啊，十个角的那个兽，啊，最后所长出的一个小角。
And I would like to take note of the fourth beast with the ten horns and especially the small horn that arises in the end.
这个小角当然在历史上应验了。And
the small horn has already been fulfilled in history.
一个是主着罗马的将军在攻打耶路撒冷。
And refers to one of the Roman general that attacked the Jerusalem.
那就好像那个九章的二十六节里面说，有一个王的名来，要毁灭圣城跟圣所。
And it's mentioned in chapter 9, verse 26, that a king will come and destroy the people of God in the temple.
不过是，这是地面上的耶路撒冷城被毁。
But this is the physical Jerusalem that will be destroyed.
我觉得这个圣经里面的预言呢。 一般大概不只是地面上属世的，属灵上的也有包括在内。
I feel the prophecy in the Bible not only refers to the earthly kingdoms, but also refers in the spiritual realm.
所以对当时的教会来讲，罗马帝国对属徒教会的逼迫相当大。So
for the church at that time, the Roman Empire has persecuted the church greatly.
所以不只是耶路撒冷，地面上耶路撒冷城啊。 被攻破啦,
and so it's not only the earthly Jerusalem that will be destroyed and the anointed people of God that will be killed. And so in verse 25 it says that he will persecute the people of God and change the laws and the feast.
罗马帝国破坏信徒相当严重。
And the destruction that the Roman Empire has caused is very great.
像保罗他们都是被杀掉。
And Paul and many of the saints were killed during the reign of the Roman Empire.
有一部电影叫做《暴君焚城录》，那个尼禄王啊，杀害基督徒杀害很多。
And there was a movie that described the persecution of King Nero.
所以我觉得这个第四个兽啊，这个角啊。 也包括着那些基督徒被杀的那一段时期。So
I feel that the horns on the fourth beast also includes the time where the Christians were persecuted.
一般的参考书籍啊，他们都没有讲到这个属灵上，都只讲巴勒斯坦地的那个耶路撒冷而已。And
most of the reference book, they do not talk about the spiritual meaning of these prophecies. They only talk about Jerusalem and the Palestine.
他们谈到那个末世的小角，他们攻击的对象，也是指着那个地面上的耶路撒冷。
And the small horn that attacks the Jerusalem, they also refers to the earthly Jerusalem, the kingdom of Jerusalem.
但实际上啊，魔鬼最后要对付的就是神的国度，就是教会。
But Satan in the end time will try to attack the kingdom of God, which is the church.
所以教会将来变成这个最后的那个小角啊。
So the church will be the object of oppression for the little horn.
我们再看第八章，我们等一下会回过头来专门讲这个小角。If
we turn to chapter 8 first, we'll return back to talk about the little horn later.
我们看第八章，我们昨天谈过，这是公绵羊跟公山羊。
And yesterday we had talked about chapter 8, which is describing the ram and the male goat.
这个公绵羊就是主着第二个银胸，就是主着马代哭书帝国。
And this ram, it refers to the silver torso of the great image, which is the Media Persia.
马代更强盛。Persia
was greater than the kingdom of Media.
后来有一只公山羊从西边过来。
And later on, there was a male goat that came from the west.
啊，就是希腊帝国哈。
This refers to the kingdom of
Greece. 啊，那个两眼中的非常的角啊，那个大角就是，这里有几次是就是第一个王就是亚历山大。
And the horn between its eyes refers to the first king, which is Alexander the Great.
啊，后来那个角折断了。
And later on, this horn was broken.
啊，长出四个小角来。
And
四个角来。
In its place grew out four horns.
啊，那个四个角当中又长出一个小角。
And among these four horns, there was another small horn that grew.
啊，这个小角，我们看第九节。
And if we read chapter 8, verse 9.
八章第九节。
Daniel chapter 8, verse 9.
说四角之中有一个角长出一个小角，向南、向东、向罗美之地渐渐成为强大。那这个小角都是指着叙利亚王呢。
And here, this little horn refers to the king of Assyria.
因为亚历山大死后啊，他的希腊帝国变成四个军长瓜分哈，一个在欧洲，一个在埃及，啊，一个在叙利亚。
And after the death of Alexander the Great, his kingdom was divided into four by his generals in Africa, which is Egypt and Europe and also Syria.
这个十一章里面哈，但以理书的十一章有一个南方王跟北方王的战争。
In Daniel chapter 11, it describes the battle between the northern king and the southern king.
啊，这个是主着叙利亚王跟埃及王啊一组的历史上的一些征战。
And this is actually describing the battle between the Egypt and Assyria.
啊，但是这个也是预言到世界最后的两大集团的战争。
And but this also prophesies the last battle between the two enemies in the end times.
啊。所以这个都跟那个小角都有关系。
And so this all has something to do with the little horn.
按照这个第八章的第九节以下，这个小角啊，是指的北方的叙利亚王。
And so in chapter 8, verse 9, this little horn refers to the king of Syria.
啊，就是安提阿库哈。
And this is Antiochus.
他渐渐强大以后啊。啊，他两次去攻击埃及。
And after he became great, he attacked Egypt twice.
那这个因为碰到犹太人叛变了，所以他第一次回来的时候经过耶路撒冷，他就杀掉了耶路撒冷的居民大概四万多人。
And because after the first battle in Egypt, on his way back, the Jews rebelled, so he stopped by Jerusalem and killed about 40,000 Jews.
啊，第二次啊，也第二次的时候更厉害。
And the second time was he persecuted the Jews even more.
哦，这个在第二次，他把那个耶路撒禁止以色列民在那里献牛献羊。
And he went to Jerusalem and forbid the people to offer sacrifices.
啊，把那个偶像啊就搬到那个圣殿里面去。
And he moved the idols into the temple.
啊，把那个猪啊叫他们献猪，把猪啊献在那个祭坛上。
And he offered swines on the altar.
把很多的祭司领袖啊毙杀。
Many of the priests and the leaders were killed.
啊，并且啊叫他们行淫乱。
And he made them commit immorality in the temple.
啊，所以这个安提阿库啊，他的那个罪行啊，讲起来相当严重。
So Antiochus, he had committed great sins against God.
啊，所以后来有一个祭司啊，叫做马提亚。
And later on, there was a priest named Matthias.
他有五个儿子。
He had five sons.
啊，他的第二个儿子叫做马加比。
And his second son was Maccabees.
他们就带领了一个反抗的运动。
And they led a rebellion.
啊，这个运动啊，经过了相当长的时间，啊，后来他们成功。
And after a long time of this revolution, they finally succeeded.
所以这个犹太人啊，大概有数十年的那一种自由的生活，
so,
因为他们对抗叙利亚王，他们成功了。
And so the Jews lived for about 40 or 50 years of freedom because they had succeeded in rebelling against the king of Assyria.
不过经过了一段时间以后，大概西元前63年呢，他们又被罗马把他们侵占。
After a period of time, about 63 BC, they were conquered again by the Roman Empire.
所以犹太人呢, 就在大概西元六百六十三年，西元前六十三年以后啊，就在那个罗马的统治之下。
And so after about 63 BC, the Jews were under the control of the Roman Empire.
这是大概这个小角，因为这第八章里面这个小角。
So this is the little horn in chapter 8. And this is the fulfillment in the history for the little horn.
但是这个圣经里面所讲的这个小角，这个预言不只是主着当时在历史上的实现而已。
But this little horn does not only refer to the historical fulfillment of in history.
因为这个跟世界的末日之前的有直接关系。
But this has a direct relation with things that will happen in the last days.
我们看一下第八章的十九节。
Let's turn to chapter 8, verse 19.
八章十九节。
Daniel chapter 8, verse 19.
说我要指示你恼怒临完必有的事，因为这是关乎末后的定期。末后的定期啊，就是说最后有一个结局的，整个世界有一个结局。Time
at the end refers to the end of the world.
啊，这是关系到整个末后的结局有关系的。It
says that this refers to the time of the end.
他说是神的恼怒。 快完的时候会发生的事情。And
he said that this will take place at the end of God's wrath.
那神恼怒什么呢？
Where does God's wrath lie?
因为以色列民啊，他们得罪神啊，所以神啊就把他们拒绝了。Because
the Israelites had to have offended God, so God has forsaken them.
所以虽然他们曾经被掳，但是他们又回国。So
although they were once taken hostage, but they were once again able to return.
啊，那他们后来又把耶稣钉十字架。
Later they crucified Christ.
拒绝接纳神的救恩,
and they refused to accept the salvation of God.
所以整个以色列百姓啊，圣城被毁，百姓又被分散在各地方。
So the holy city was destroyed and the people were scattered abroad.
这是神对他们的恼怒。
This is the wrath of God towards them.
他说这个愤怒啊，这个荒凉的事情会一直到底。
And they say that this kind of wrath will last till the end.
一直到世界末日之前呢。
Up till the right before the end.
神的恩典又重新会回到以色列人身上。
Then the grace of God will once again return to Israel.
所以以色列民会复国。
And the Israelites will restore the kingdom.
因为按照罗马书里面讲，在撒加利亚书里面也有。
And because this was mentioned in the book of Romans and also in the book of Zechariah.
最后有以色列民的余数啊，要得救。
He said the remnant of the Israelites will be saved.
说如果不是神的怜悯，以色列人会像那个索多玛、俄摩拉全数灭绝。
And it says that if it wasn't for the mercy of God, then the people of Israel would be like Sodom and Gomorrah, be destroyed.
但是神跟亚伯拉罕有约啊。
But God has set up a covenant with Abraham.
所以最后的以色列民的余数啊，说神为他们存留余种，那些啊，将来会接受福音，会得救。
So God will save the remnant of the Israelites, and they will accept the gospel and be saved.
所以撒加利亚书的十三章里面，十二章十三章就讲。
Zechariah chapter 13 said.
所以有在这个地的三分之二会被剪除。
It says that two-thirds of this earth will pass away.
那三分之一，最后的三分之一啊，余数他们会悔改，接受主的救恩，最后全部得救。
And the last one-third, the remnant will repent and accept the gospel and be saved.
所以保罗在罗马书的九十、十一章啊，也特别在强调这个事情。
And so Paul in Romans chapter 9, 10, and 11 emphasized this.
说神的救恩本来是给以色列民的，以色列人拒绝了，所以领导我们这些外邦人。
He said that the salvation of the Lord was originally for the Israelites, but they have rejected him, so it has now come to the Gentiles. And once the number of Gentiles has been fulfilled, then the salvation will return to the Israelites. And at that time, the whole house of Israel will be saved. And this will come at the end of the world. And in the future, the Israelites will accept the truth.
到现在啊, 他们大部分的人, 他还不接受耶稣为救主。
But up till now, most of them still do not accept Jesus as a Savior.
啊, 他们也没有办法接受现在一般的基督教。
And they are still not able to accept Christianity.
但是将来他们会接受真道。
But in the future, they will be able to accept the truth.
啊, 这有几个原因。
And there are some factors that...
因为以色列人是拜独一神。
Because the Israelites, they worship the one true God.
所以他们没有办法接受三位一体的观念。
So they can't accept the theory of Trinity.
神是独一的。
Because there's only one God.
哦, 而以色列人是看神迹的。
And the Israelites, they also look at miracles.
啊, 一般的教会没有神迹。
The ordinary churches, they don't have...
真教会里面有神迹。
But the true church has the miracles.
所以将来这个真道他们会接受。
So in the future, they will accept the truth.
另外一个, 以色列民他们是守安息日的，强调守安息日的。
And the Israelites also emphasizing observing the Sabbath.
虽然他们曾经因为不守安息日被捕了。
And although once there is a time where they didn't obey the Sabbath and they were taken hostage.
但是他们复国以后啊，很强调很重视安息日。
But after their kingdom was restored, they emphasized the Sabbath.
所以他们没有办法接受星期日的崇拜。
So they can't accept worshiping on Sundays.
啊，所以按照圣经里面的预言呢。 将来这个真道啊, 会传到以色列。
And so according to the prophecies of the Bible, the truth will be once will be preached to the Israelites in the future.
那这个八章里面哈, 十三节。
In chapter 8, verse 13.
但以理书八章十三节。
In Daniel chapter 8, verse 13.
啊，这个跟二十六节, 这个日子很重要, 但是很难了解。
And this day is very important, but it's very hard to understand.
所以给你们做功课, 你们自己去想。
So I will give you assignments for you to think over this verse.
哦, 八章的十三节说啊,
In chapter 8 verse 13 it says,
有一个圣者, 我听见有一位圣者说话, 又有一位圣者问那说话的圣者说, 这个除掉常现的环境和施行毁坏的罪过, 将圣所与君里建造的意象, 要到几时才应验呢? 哦, 这个圣主就是天使啦，这个天使之间啊，在谈话说啊，那这个事情啊，什么时候会应验？
And this holy one refers to the angels, and they're having a conversation and asking, when will this vision, how long will this vision last?
也就是说啊，那个环境这个施行毁坏的要来到哈，就是前面讲的这个小脚要出现的事情，什么时候会来？
And they're asking when this little horn, this destruction will take place.
但是另外一个回答说要到2300日圣所就必洁净。
And the other angel says for 2300 evenings, then the sanctuary will be restored.
这个所讲的圣所要被洁净啊, 不只是说当时这个安提阿库污住了圣殿以后，后来他们又抗暴成功。
Yeah, I think the cleansing of the sanctuary not only refers to the defilement of the temple by Antiochus and the success of the Maccabean Revolution.
我们看26节。If we read verse 26。所说的2300日的意象是真的，但你要将这意象封住，因为关乎后来取得的日子。这是关系到末日的。 一个日子,
and this day has something to do with the last day.
啊，所以这个2300日啊，这个日期很重要。 So this 我觉得很重要。
2,300 evenings and mornings is a very important number.
但是一般的参考书都没有， 都把它跳过去，因为不知道。
But most reference book they skip this verse because they can't understand them.
我觉得这个跟世界末日有关系。
But I feel that this has to do with the end of time.
因为真正的圣所得到洁净啊。
Because when the true sanctuary is cleansed,
就是神的救恩啊, 完成,
and that is when the salvation of the Lord has been
fulfilled. 把整个教会啊, 建设完全, 好像那个新妇啊, 装束整齐,
and the whole church will be completed just like the bride who is ready for the bridegroom.
把等候丈夫的迎娶,
and is ready for the arrival of the bridegroom.
所以那个时候啊, 就是已经教会完全啊, 主耶稣要再来了。
And so at that time, the church will be completed and Christ will come again.
所以说,这个日子是真的,这个日子是真的。
And so in verse 26, it says that this day is true.
但是现在把它封住,
Now it will be sealed up.
啊，要等到后来的时候啊，时候到了就显明出来。
Then when the time comes, it will be revealed.
那所以时候渐渐到了。
So now the time is slowly approaching.
所以多祷告，求神让你们明白。
So you must ask the Lord. You must pray and ask the Lord for understanding.
啊，我觉得这个跟世界的结束有关系的一个主旨。
I feel that this has something to do with the end of times.
好，我们现在回过头来看这个末世的小卷。
And now we'd like to turn back and refer to this little horn of the end times again.
这个在第七章第八章里面是一个很重要的一个重点。
Because it's a very important point in chapter 7 and chapter 8.
我们看回来但以理书第七章。
We turn back to Daniel chapter 7.
二十四节。
Chapter 7 verse 24.
七章二十四节。
Daniel chapter 7 verse 24.
至于那个石角，就是从这国中一掀起的石王，后来又兴起一王，与先前的不同，他必祝福三王。二十五节
25.
他必向至高者说夸大的话，欲折磨至高者的圣名，必想改变节期和律法，圣名必交付他的手一载、两载、半载。二十六节
26.
然而审判主坐着行审判，他们的权柄被夺去，毁坏灭绝，一直到底，国度权柄和天下诸国的大权必是给至高者的圣名，他的国永远，一切掌权的都侍奉他，顺从他。
27.
这里讲到说啊，不只是历史上的应验哦，这是谈到末世。
And here it says that it's not only fulfilling the history, but it also refers to the end times.
啊，末世这个小角兴起哈，他要向至高者说夸大的话。
And when this little horn will arise, he will speak arrogant words.
所以是直接抵挡神喽。
And so he will oppose God directly.
折磨至高者的圣名呢，就是破坏教会喽。
And it will wear out the anointed one, which means that he will persecute the church.
啊，要改变节期跟律法，这就是。也是跟破坏教会有关系的。
And he will change the sacred season and the law, and this also has to do with the persecution.
那这圣名说要交付他的手一载、两载、半载、三年半。
It says that the holy ones will be in his hands for 3.5 years.
所以这个三载半啊，就是最后的大灾难期了。
And this 3.5 years refers to the last tribulation.
就是一期的后半嘛。我们今天晚上才来讲七十个期。
And tonight we'll talk about the 70 weeks of years, and this is the last week.
所以这是大逼迫的事情。
And this is the time of a great tribulation.
啊，然后审判主做审判呢。
And then the judgment will come.
最后的审判主到了。善恶分开了。
In the last judgment, he will separate the good and the evil.
那这个恶者啊，就被丢到火里面去了。
The evil ones will be thrown into the lake of fire.
啊，我们再来看第八章。
If we turn to chapter 8.
刚刚我们读过十九节哈。
In fact, just read verse 19.
恼怒将完的时候，关乎末期的事。
And it talks about the wrath. That will come in the end, at the time of the end.
我们再看二十三。
Let's also read verse 23.
八章二十三节。
Chapter 8, verse 23.
这四国末世，万瓦的人罪恶满盈，必有一王兴起，面貌凶恶，能用双关的诈语。二十四节
24.
他的权柄必大，这不是因为自己的能力，他必行非常的毁灭，事情顺利，任意而行，又必毁灭有能力的汉圣灵。二十五节
25.
他用权术成就手中的诡计，心理至高至大，在人坦然无惧的时候毁灭多人，又要站起来攻击万军之君，铸中这会因人的手而灭亡。这也是主的这个末世的小角啊，就是敌基督的。
And this also talks about the little horn, which is the Antichrist.
哦，因为这是在末后，是在末日之前
要实现这些事情 This is something that we fulfill before the end of time.
所以世界末日之前啊，人的罪恶满盈啊。
So before the end of the world, the sin of man will fill the world.
啊、哦，这罪恶越来越重，这是世界要末日的，要末日之前的一种预兆之一啊。
The sin of man will become greater and greater, and this is one of the signs of the last day.
他说有一个王要兴起。
It says that a king will rise.
这个王啊，是指着一个国度。
And this king refers to a kingdom.
啊，我们等一下才会看那个三十八章跟启示以西结书跟那个启示录哈、啊、来对照。
Later on, we'll reference to Ezekiel and Revelation.
啊，这个王啊，说面貌凶恶。
It says that this king had a bold countenance.
啊，能用那个双关的诈语，双关语啊，但是那个是诡诈的一些话。
And he was skilled in his speech.
啊。比如说啊，人民有信教的自由。我们一般很单纯，人民有信教的自由。
For example, one says, everyone has the freedom to religion.
但是他们加上一句
，They will add another phrase.
也有不信教的自由。
They also have the freedom not to engage any religious
activity. 所以你不能随便向他们传教。
So you can't preach to them freely.
因为你随便向他们传教，你就违背了人有不信教的自由。
Because if you preach to them, then you have violated their freedom of not believing in your religion.
啊，真的很恐怖啊！
And this is very, very dreadful.
哦，啊，比如说曾经有一些运动啊，大名大放，那你讲啊。
And for example, there may be some activity for you to, for opportunity for you to speak boldly.
啊，对政府有什么不满，你都可以讲。
If you have any dissatisfaction toward the government,
讲完了以后，根据你讲的话来定你的罪。
And after you speak, they will convict you according to what you have said.
啊，他们叫做什么？叫做引蛇出洞。
And this is a little trap they set up for you to commit a crime.
啊，所以很多人就在这当中啊，就被逼迫啊，死掉了。
And many people were arrested in this time.
啊，所以有人说啊。这种政权呐、啊，好话说尽了、啊，坏处做绝。
And so this kind of politics, they will speak very skillful words.
这是一种政权的出现了、
啊。For you to commit a crime, and this is a politics.
啊，他的权柄很大。
And they have great power and authority.
却不是因为自己的能力。
But it's not by their own strength.
啊，所以在启示录里面说啊，这是魔鬼给他的能力，撒旦的能力。
The book of Revelation says that his strength and authority is given by Satan.
所以撒旦在他们身上做工啊，所以他们啊非常力量非常大。
And so Satan works among them, so they have great strength.
啊，所以这个政权呢、啊、是撒旦的一种工具。
And this authority and this power is the work of Satan.
啊，最后会发动一个惨无人道的一个大战争，相当大的战争。
Later on, a great battle will erupt.
啊，说要行非常的毁灭，啊，但是事情很顺利，任利而行。
It says that they shall perform powerful destruction, and they will succeed.
啊，说会毁灭那个有能力的，还有圣灵。
And it says that they will destroy the powerful and also the holy one.
啊，所以跟他作对的都会被他毁灭。
And so those who oppose him will be destroyed.
啊，这个圣民呐、啊，就是圣徒啊，将来会受到他们的大逼迫。
The holy one, the saints, will suffer persecution.
因为他们来要围住圣徒的营跟膜拜的城。
Because they will come and surround the tents of the holy ones.
所以最后啊，信徒会落在这个政权的逼迫之下。
So later on, the people will fall under the authority of this persecution.
二十五节说他用权势成就所中的诡计。
And in 25, it says that
用诡诈的手段啊来成就。
And it says that he will, by his cunning, he shall make his deceit prosper.
啊，见人无备的时候啊，他就毁灭很多人。
Without warning, he will destroy many.
说人正感到平安稳妥的时候啊，灾难就来到了。
When people are feeling peaceful, then the destruction will come.
啊，当你不注意的时候啊，被毁灭掉了。
When you're not careful, you'll be destroyed.
啊，他要攻击万军之君呐、啊，攻击神呐、啊。
And it says that
神作对，所以这是一个无神的。
He will oppose the prince of princes, which is God.
You know, 而且是抵挡神的。
He's one who will oppose God.
啊，但是最后的结果啊，说不是因为人的手来灭他。
And it says that in the end, it's not he will not be destroyed by the human hands.
啊，因为最后是神的手啊，啊， 对住他就会灭亡他。
But later on, God's hand will fall upon this person, fall upon this authority and destroy it.
那所以这不只是历史上的那个安提阿库那个叙利亚王而已。
And so this not only refers to the king of Syria, Antiochus.
关系到末后的敌基督者。
But this also refers to the Antichrist of the end times.
我们再看但以理书十一章。
Let's also turn to Daniel chapter 11.
但以理书十一章啊，就是讲到南方王跟北方王的战争。
Daniel chapter 11 talks about the battle between the northern king and the southern king.
啊，这是希腊以后的叙利亚王跟埃及王之间的打仗。
And this is the battle between the king of Egypt and the king of Syria.
啊，连续有四次的战争。
And they had four battles.
啊，再来二十一节哈，十一章的二十一节讲到有一个卑鄙的王起来做王。
And in chapter 11 verse 21, it says that there was another deceitful person that comes out into place.
啊，趁人无备的时候，他得到尊荣。
And when without warning, he will receive glory.
啊，联合一些人啊，行诡诈来得到强盛。
And he will confer with some people to receive authority.
二十四节说，趁人无备的时候，来到极美之地。
And it says, without warning, he will come to the richest part of the province.
啊，这是极美之地，就是指这迦南地啊。
And this beautiful,
约拿隐秘之地啊。
This richest part of the province refers to the land of Canaan.
啊，他又去攻击那个南方王哈。
And he will attack the king of the south.
啊，这个北方王啊，这指的这里所讲的这个卑鄙的人呐、啊，啊，是指的叙利亚王安提阿库。同样一件事
，this contemptible person refers to Antiochus。
啊，但是在最后啊，这一直都讲到了，都是跟那个两国之间的那个战争啊，还有谈到世界最后的战争。
And here the rest of the chapter refers to the battle between the two kingdoms and also the battle in the last days.
啊，这个北方王也是预表着最后末世的那个敌基督的那个政权啊。
And the king of the north also refers to Antichrist the last day.
我们看三十六节。
We read verse 36.
十一章的三十六节。
Daniel chapter 11 verse 36.
说王必任意而行。至高至大，超过所有的神，又用奇异的话攻击万神之神。他必行事亨通，直到主的愤怒完毕，因为所定的事必然成就。啊，所以这个政权啊，任意而行啊，啊，攻击神啊，行事亨通。
And so it says that this king will do as he please and attack God.
三十一节说，他必不顾列祖的神。不顾列祖的神
and 37 says that he shall not respect the gods of the ancestors
也不顾妇人所羡慕的神
and he won't pay attention to the one beloved by the woman
无论什么神他都不管
and he will pay no respect to any god
啊，这无神论啊
and he's
什么神都不管
he's an atheist
他们传统的信仰啊，所一般人的信仰他们都不顾的
and he will not respect the traditional religion or the common religion at the time
自高自大认为自己高过一切
and he will exalt himself above all
三十八节
in verse 38
他要敬拜宝藏的神用金银宝石和可爱之物敬奉他列祖所不认识的神他必靠外邦神的帮助攻破最坚固的宝藏
39
王承认他的他就给他们尊荣、哦、给他们荣耀啊，这里是讲到啊，他们是崇拜宝藏的神啊
and here it says that they shall honor the god of treasures
一般就是说他们是以穷兵黩武啦、啊、以武力啊为他们的神啊
and they use the military force as their god
啊，所以启示录里面说有一把大刀术给他们了、哦
And in the book of Revelation, it says that a great sword will be given to them.
所以他们会从地上夺去太平。
So they will take away the peace of the earth.
说被杀的人相当多、啊。
And many people will be killed.
因为他们是崇尚武力的一个国家。
Because they are one who believe in military violence.
啊，用金银宝石可爱的物啊，去敬奉他们列祖所不认识的神。所以一切的那个金银宝物啊，通通去。 爱他们的神什么武器啊武力
And so all the gold and silver and precious stone will go to their God, which is the military power.
他们要靠外邦神的帮助啊，攻起最坚固的保障。
And by the help of a foreign god, they shall deal with the strongest fortress.
所以这是撒旦给他们的力量。
And so this is a strength that is given to them by Satan.
所以他们会夺取世上的太平。
So they will take away peace on earth.
说最坚固的保障啊，都会被他攻取。
And they say that even the strongest fortress will be taken down by them.
所以这个将来战争相当可怕，对吗？
So in the end, the battle will be great.
啊，所以你看他们说啊，不要裤子，不要穿裤子，也要去弄核子弹呢。
And so there's some people that say
不要裤子也要核子啊。
They can live without clothes, but they need the nuclear weapons.
哦，把金银宝物通通去造武器啊。
They spend all their wealth on their weapons.
啊，就是这一种政权的一种特色。
This is the characteristic of this kind of government.
我们看启示录，先看启示录。
Let's first turn to Revelations.
启示录的二十章
Revelation chapter 20
启示录二十章
Revelation chapter 20
第七节
chapter 20 verse 7
二十章第七节
Chapter 20, verse 7.
说那一千年完了，撒旦必从监牢里被释放。第八节
，verse 8.
出来要迷惑地上四方的列国，就是哥格、马各，叫他们聚集征战，他们人数多如海沙，他们上来便买了田地。
verse 9.
围住圣徒的营和蒙爱的城，就有火从天降下。消灭了他们、哦、这里讲到在千年完了千禧年完了以后
And here it talks about after the end of the thousand years
撒旦被释放
Then Satan will be released
他迷惑释放的各国就是哥格跟马各
And he will deceive the nations on all four corners of the earth, which is Gog and Magog.
啊，所以罪恶的战争哈、哦，这个哥格跟马各啊，啊，就是猥琐的战争。
And so in the end times, Gog and Magog will be the first battle.
啊，因为他们人数好像海沙一样多啊。
Because there were many of them just like the sand on the sea.
啊，遍满全地。
And they cover the whole
earth. 最后围住圣徒的营跟蒙爱的城，这是教会受逼迫了。
And they were surrounded.
这个政权。
They were surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city.
最后的结果啊，说火从天上降下来啊，把这些啊烧灭掉。所以不是人的力量来消灭他们。
Which means that the church will be persecuted, and in the end, the fire will come down and consume them, which means that God will destroy them.
这个哥格跟马各啊，到底跟世界末日有什么关系？
And what does Gog and Magog have to do with the end time?
我们看以西结书三十八章。
We turn to Ezekiel chapter 38.
以西结书三十八章。
Ezekiel chapter 38.
三十八章第一节哈。
Chapter 38 verse
1. 那三十八章跟三十九章也是预言到世界末日的战争。
Chapter 38 and 39 also are prophesied about the last battle.
啊，内容很长哦，我们自己看哈。我重点讲一下。
There's a lot to read, so I'll just touch upon the main points.
以西结书三十八章的第一节。
Chapter 38, verse 1.
神的话临到我说：“人子啊，你要面向马各地的哥哥。
”Verse 2.
就是罗斯米色土巴的王发预言攻击他。第三节。
Verse 3.
指神主主说：“罗斯米色土巴的王哥哥啊，我认你为主。”第四节。
Verse 4.
我必用鸽子割住你的腮颊，调转你，将你和你的尖兵马匹马兵带出来，披挂整齐，成了大队，大小盾牌各拿刀剑。第五节。
Verse 5.
哥苏人、 五十人国人各拿盾牌头戴钢盔、头上戴盔。第六节
Verse 6，
哥妹人和他的军队，比方基述的陀加马族和他的军队，做许多国的民都同着你、哦啊、第七节说啊，聚集到你那里的各队都准备，你自己也要准备做他们的大帅，过来多做你被裁判。到末后之年，你必来到脱离刀剑从列国收为之地，到以色列长久荒凉的山上，但那从列国中召集出来的必在其上安然居住。第九节
Verse 9，
你按你的军队并同着你许多国的民，必如暴风上来，如密云啊遮盖地面。这里讲到这个罗斯米色跟土巴。
And here it talks about Tubal and also Meshech.
啊，罗斯啊，其实就是俄罗斯啦。
And this refers to Russia.
啊，米色就是墨西哥啦，莫斯科啦。
And Meshech refers to Moscow.
啊，土巴就是那个比高加索，就靠近苏联。
And Tubal is actually a region near Russia.
啊，所以这个地方叫做马各地啊，马各地。啊，马各地啊，他的王叫做哥哥。
And this is the land of Gog, and its king is Magog.
说在这个末后之年呢、啊，啊，神要把他们勾住，调转他们的啊，调转他们的脚步，啊，带领他们披挂整齐呀、啊，啊，来到这个柔美之地。
Actually, it's the land of Magog, and the king is Gog, and God will have a hook and lead them into the beautiful land.
哦，啊，所以他们的军队啊相当大，说好像海沙一样。
And says that their army was great, just like the sand of the sea.
所以他们来了又遮满遍地啊，好像那个暴风来到一样。
And when they come, they will cover the whole earth like a storm.
啊，所以这个政权跟末世的那个战争有关系，末日有关系。
And so this the sovereignty has to do with the last battle.
这里讲到说波斯人、古斯人、国人哦，都跟随他。
And says that the Persian Ethiopians will all follow him.
波斯啊，是伊朗吗？
And Persia refers to Iran.
伊朗本来是美国的空中美国在中东的警察呢。
And Iran was originally the police of the United States in the Middle East.
但是后来他们革命成功了，把那个巴勒维杀掉了，把巴勒维推翻了。科梅尼上来啊，一下子就背过去了。
And later on, they had a change in their sovereignty, and the whole politics changed.
啊，所以你看这些人啊，这些国家都是在这个集团里面的。
So you can see that all these nations belong to this group.
啊，在十节以下说啊，他们要到那安静无城门的那个地方啊，还要抢夺了。
And in verse 10 says that they will come to a quiet place, and they will start to rob them.
要攻击那个住在世界中间的世界的中间。
And they will attack those living in the center of the world.
所以将来这个以色列国啊会被攻啊，这个有关系了。
And so in the end times, the kingdom of Israel will be attacked.
但是后来说有四八人抵挡人，他是个客商哈、哦，还有一些少壮狮子啊。就质问他吗？你们要来抢东西吗
？And there were some people that asked them, "Are you here to rob us?"
啊，这一些哈、哦，就是啊，预言当中的那个南方王啊，也就是另外一个集团呐、啊。
And these people refers to the Southern Kingdom, which is another group of people.
啊，会来跟他们对抗。
And they will come and oppose them.
啊，所以这是末后的战争，末后战争的一种预言。
The battle of the end times is a prophecy concerning.
他一开始这个哥哥马各的军队啊，杀害很多啊，很多人。
And later, in the beginning, the army of Magog they killed a lot of people.
但是后来神为他们为以色列民征战哈。
But later on, God will fight for the Israel.
他为选民征战。
He will fight for the chosen people.
啊，所以哥哥马各啊，他们后来啊。失败得相当惨。
And so God and Magog, and later on they will fail.
因为说啊，在马各地啊，有从东方跟北方来的那个扰乱呐、啊，那可能是他本身的地图啊，他因为出来战争啊，他本身啊就遭遇到什么样的伤害、啊。
Later on, the land of Magog from the north and the east, people will come and attack them while they were out fighting the battle.
啊，所以后来他就去了。
And later on, they return to their land.
但是这个哥哥啊，后来他很惨。
But later on, Gog will suffer a great loss.
他说啊，死伤惨重。
And they will, they have many of them.
所以天帝就在呼叫说啊，那个灰鸟啊，老鹰啊，赶快来哦，来吃那个将军的肉啊。
And so the prophets will call the birds to come and eat the flesh of the generals.
他说他们征战的那一些器具啊。啊，当柴火烧啊，烧七年烧不完啊。
And all the weapons that they use in the war, they use it as firewood, and it will burn for 7 years.
那个尸体啊，要埋葬七个月，埋葬不完。
And they were to bury all the corpses, it will take them over 7 months.
啊，就是最后啊，相当凄惨的一种战争。
And this is the end result of this battle.
跟这个哥哥马窦有直接关系。
And this is referring to the Gog and Magog.
如果再进一步谈的话，可以从那个启示录的十三章啊。
If we discuss this further, we could refer to Revelation chapter 13.
就是那一个兽。
And that is the beast. 七头
十脚的兽。
Is the beast with seven heads and ten
horns. 那就是末世的一个小角。
And this is also the little horn of the end times.